What I always used to say is that people that don't laugh are not serious people, you know. Yes, because to be serious, you need to laugh, you know. Those people that appear always serious are fake serious, you know, because they're always acting. This is what I think. It's not because you do something hilarious or comic or dancing or that you cannot do serious stuff. In terms of like being rich, I'm only interested in being rich in the moment's bank account. You know, once they're gonna be the bank account of moments, I wanna be in the Fortune ranking. Until for the rest, I don't care. So money for me is not was a target when I was 20. But as soon as I started to do it, I understood that I needed the money that was enough for the quality of my life and of my friends. You need like to have like electricity in your blood, you know. So how can you have it if you always have the same routine? Always have the same routine. You know? Imagine what is for me going in front of people performing some music. They are 20 years old. So this is something that gives me a lot of satisfaction. And then what I always say to my friends, imagine how interesting it is passing from a meeting room with lawyers and bankers to a meeting with a producer, with a singer. Now it happens to me to deal with very important singers. What I think is that the contemporary society lives without the dream, you know, because they're all concentrated about, oh, I need to do this, I need to do this, I need to do this. Which is normal because we have to deal with what we need. But if I wouldn't have dreamed in my life, I would never be what I am today. You know? So what I'm doing is pushing people to dream. Life is motivation. Life is motivation. I think that people are not believing in themselves anymore, but because the need is overpassing the desire. The problem of this era, and it's not, I mean, it's really a problem, is that people are more focused on what they need to do to survive and less to what they have to dream about, you know. Which is something that people can tell me, oh, yes, it's easy for you. Yes, it's easy now, it's easy, yes, but it was not easy before because I wasn't born like I am today. But I risked what I had so many times, you know. My life changed really around 44, 45 years old. Because when I was 30, 35, 38, I was saying, I'm young. And I was not thinking about the projection of my life. You know? When I was 45, I started to say, time is passing. You know? And then I realized that being an entrepreneur, the most important loan we receive is life. You know, that for sure we have to give it back, but just we don't know when. So that's the loan of the life. Wow. It's not what we receive from banks.
Yeah.
So that's a loan where you have to give it back for sure. But the real loan of your life is your life, you know. I am a guest in my life, not owner of my life, you know. So, and this is the philosophy that I apply to everything, you know. So this house, yes, is mine, but what does it mean is mine? How can I own something when I don't own my life? Because my life is a borrow, you know? So it's a mortgage, I don't know, you know? So I started to say that and I said, no, I wanna run, now it's the moment. If I wanna run a second life, it's now the moment. I wanna do stuff that are totally different. I have to tell you, because I'm very sincere, I've always been attracted by the idea of being very popular. But because I thought that I had something to share with the others, like vibes, like, you know, I mean, not pretending to be a role model, you know, but that because I leave the other people free to judge what they want to think about me. If they want to see me as a role model, they can do. In Italy, I've been criticized a lot. Now, everybody's saying, oh, what, he's a genius, what, he saw the direction, but first, any time I did something strange, even under the entrepreneur point of view, I was judged like, you know, he always does something.
Even in the business world.
Of course. Right. Yeah, because I always watched things, not like this, but like this, if I could, you know.
Got it.
I always, in my life, What I did, and this is the common thing I did in my first and in my second life, is watching things not in under the traditional or the usual angle or the usual point of view, you know. Because I always thought that if you see things like this, you can even see it like see them like this, because there's always a different way.
At what point did you say, at 45, I'm going to stop working that hard and I'm going to go enjoy my life?
No, when I was 45, starting from the point of view that I'm not interested about accumulating money, I don't want to live into a routine that, so I always delegated in my business activity, so I had time, I had free time, but I didn't want to talk about I was performing a company. I mean, I didn't want to talk about it like every day I was performing a company, I was evolving this sector, this manager wants to go, so we have to find another one. No, I was not interested anymore. And I always was like attracted by those people who had two lives. There was an entrepreneur in France, he was the owner of Adidas, and at a certain point he had some problems and he switched and he became an actor. His name was Bernard Tapie. And I was always attracted by people that had the courage to change their life, because it's very, I mean, having a successful life is super difficult. Okay?
Yes, it is.
Having two satisfaction life is even almost impossible. And I said to myself, if I can have two lives, I'm going to be so happy.
If I was in school with you, yeah. We're in 10th grade, we're in high school.
Yeah.
Who was Gianluca Vacchi in school?
First of all, and it's very weird to say, I was a very shy guy. I was a super shy guy. I was very shy because I used to be a skier. I was a professional skier until 18 years old. I used to live like in the mountains and my life was sports.
Yeah.
Yes, I went to the University of Bologna. I finished when I was like 20, almost 25. And I started immediately like trying to restructure what were the interests of the worth, what was the worth of my family, you know, because we had interest in different sectors. And I tried to understand which could be the sectors that would have had most growth potential, you know. And I started to buy the shares of some of my cousins, which were not interested in the family company.
Got it.
When I was 25, I had a big debt. And then I did 10 years in which I was not even going on holiday. Yes, from 25 to 35. I was really focused on paying my debts and make the company growing, like, you know, for 10 years I was so concentrated.
Wow.
And I did my first money. Then immediately I started to do the house of my life, because there are people that are much richer than I am, much richer than
sure.
I am. I'm very grateful to life because it gave me the chance to have two lives, you know. Until 45 years old, I was like an active entrepreneur. Even today, I'm an entrepreneur because, you know, once you manage the risk of being a shareholder in industrial companies, even if they are managed by mm-hmm. other persons, you still are an entrepreneur, because the being or not entrepreneur is determined by the fact that you are running the risk of the company
That's
in
right.
which you are involved. But then from 45, I started to like be not so much curious about financial matters or, you know. And so I decided to watch, I was watching like how the conventions of dialogue, of the way of dialogue between young people were switching. And because I was like going to dinner with younger people, and I was watching that any of the person at the dinner was not talking with the person beside or in front, but just talking with the smartphone. And so I said to
wow.
myself, I'm not old enough not to be interested in how the way of communication are changing, you know. And so I started to say that if I would have like shown my life as it was, because my life was like this even when I was like doing serious stuff, entrepreneurial stuff, you know? I was always laughing, smiling and joking and taking myself not too serious, even when I was doing serious stuff, you know? And I said, I can become a global entertainer of the new platform.